Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, as we come to the end of the first hour, we've been sharing, really, and it's almost like every week, at least for the last several weeks and several times, we've been sharing here lately about how God's been answering our prayers. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I am blown away. I am excited. But we've been praying a simple prayer, dear God, end abortion, mm-hmm. send revival. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a wave across the country of God answering our prayers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is this started with, you know, in Florida, they signed the Baby Alive Bill 1129 mm-hmm. that would rescue, make it law that you have to rescue a baby that was born under a botched abortion and mm-hmm. they have the right to live. Right. That was signed in Florida and it was a powerful, powerful bill. Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin, there was another bill, another law that was signed that made it mandatory for a woman that was going to have an abortion. She needed to first have an ultrasound so that she would have full disclosure of what was inside of her. Because, you know, you have abortionists, I want to call them doctors, abortionists, mm-hmm. who were telling women and telling young girls that they have a tissue in them. And not a baby, not a fetus. And we saw, and if you missed yesterday's program, there's a video. There's a video of what a baby looks like 20 weeks in the womb. That's half the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have, you know, a nervous system. They can feel pain. Mm-hmm. They can hear a sound. It's amazing. You got to see this. But this happened in Wisconsin. In Texas, they are looking. Governor Perry just called a special session, another one. Mm-hmm. Call them all back, all the lawmakers there, mm-hmm. for another 30-day session where they're going to, according to Governor Perry and Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, pass this abortion ban after 20 weeks that would, they're saying, the opponents would close down almost 32 out of the 40-some-odd abortion clinics in Texas.
Wow.
And they're getting ready to vote on it again because Wendy Davis and the opponents with the filibuster, you know, the time ran out and they weren't able to just put the, you know, get it passed. They had the votes and everything. Well, they're saying it's going to happen now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I got breaking news for you. In Ohio, the governor approves strict abortion provisions. Wow. This is what's being reported by the Christian Post. And they say that while the battle over abortion limits continue in Texas, Ohio Governor John Kasich, a Republican, signed into law Sunday evening a set of strict abortion restrictions as part of the state's budget.
Wow.
I mean, you got to listen to this. I couldn't believe my eyes when I'm saying this. I mean, there's a wave. I mean, I can believe mm-hmm. it, but it's just so encouraging to see what's happening all across the country and the bold moves that our representatives, they're voting the will of the people. Mm-hmm. People are waking up when they see what happened in this Gosnell case and they saw that this man went to jail.
And they're seeing hope.
They're seeing hope. The staffers are coming out. They're falling under conviction. They've, you know, have been lied to and told all these different things. This is a really, really serious thing. Additionally, they're reporting that the measures provide state funding to health clinics that don't provide abortions. So they're saying, listen, if you don't provide abortions, we're going to put some of that budget, you know, towards your clinic. The abortion provision signed on Sunday basically was part of a $62 billion budget they were trying to pass. And I'll tell you what, I mean, it passed. It made Ohio one of the strictest anti-abortion states in the country.
Wow.
In the country. And this is really getting a lot of people's attention. And God's answering our prayer. I mean, mm-hmm. our prayer is, dear God, end abortion, send revival in the extra hour. You don't want to miss it because we're definitely going to be talking about revival and what revivals have meant to this country. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss it, but it's happening. And this is a really exciting, powerful time in our nation's history because we're seeing a pendulum that's swinging back since 1973, 50 plus million abortions. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we're seeing it happen.
You think about it, now that we're seeing such a movement and a response, some people might begin to think, well, I guess I don't need to keep praying because God's responding. But now is the time to pray that much more vigilant mm-hmm. and focused to that end abortion because we are seeing a response.
Yeah. Exactly.
Powerful.
Yeah, no doubt. They're saying that some of the other contested provisions or basically will force many of, they say the strictness could force as many as 12 abortion clinics to close automatically.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And praise God. It's just an amazing, amazing thing that has happened. And we want to continue, like Steve said, you want to pray. You don't want to dial back, but you want to dial forward. And you're seeing some really amazing things. And not only that, but it seems like other states are getting on board. They're expecting new laws to come out of the state of Mississippi, Amen. Alabama, and Arkansas. And we say, come on. Beautiful. Let's see the wave happen where we begin to honor life again. And we stop the 3,000 some odd killings, abortions of are happening every day, two every minute. And not only let's see this bloodshed stop before God, let's turn our hearts to him as a nation, believers, Christians, and let's see revival, revival spread all across this country. We're talking about abortion and what is happening across the country and the wave of ending and putting limitations on abortion and the brave elected officials that are responding to the will of the people.
Yeah.
See, the elected officials it's a representative government, and they're responding to what many Americans are opening their eyes to. You know, one such person has said that with the Gosnell case, in fact, she was the president. She's the president of an organization, and I'll have it for you here. She was the president of an organization, and her name is Marilyn Musgrave. She's a vice president, in fact, of the federal affairs of the Susan B. Anthony, who's a pro-life group. She told the Washington Post that Kasich, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, the governor of Ohio, the approval of the abortion restrictions, they basically answer the questions that many Americans who have become concerned about abortion regulation following the murder of trial Kermit Gosnell. Mm-hmm. And he was the Philadelphia abortion doctor convicted of first-degree murder of three newborn babies, as well as involuntary manslaughter of one of his patients in what has been known as the House of Horrors. Mm. A horrible and abortion clinic. And this is pretty amazing, because now you're seeing Ohio join Texas. And this is not over. This is not done. Mm-hmm. You're looking at states like Mississippi, Alabama, and Arkansas that are looking to join in doing what's right and listening to Amen. The voice of the people. But basically what this measure is going to do in this law that just passed in Ohio is going to do very similar to what happened there in Wisconsin. CNN reports that the measure will require ultrasounds for anyone seeking an abortion, which is just, I mean, it's just the right thing to do. If you're going to make a life-altering decision, why are we going to place it in the hands of somebody that is expected to gonna earn some money from this abortion? The doctor is gonna say maybe whatever he is convenient to say. I mean, they have video and audio of the doctor saying all sorts of things.
Yeah.
One such is saying that it's a fetus. It's a tissue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a tissue, and the young woman or the girl, the woman, they don't know. And they're taking their doctor. That's what they told me it was. Well, it's nothing like the patient themselves, the woman being able to see exactly what's in her womb, because her decision, she has to live with that for the rest of her life. So this bill requires ultrasounds for anyone seeking an abortion and limits abortion clinics from transferring patients to public hospitals. If they need more care after the procedure, patients will now have to seek out private hospitals. And basically that they're saying, reporting that this budget will also make it more difficult for family planning groups in Ohio to obtain funding for preventative care. And it basically says it puts Planned Parenthood behind clinics that don't provide abortions when it comes to obtaining state funding. And so this is an amazing thing. I mean, this governor is seeking re-election next year, and he didn't take any questions from reporters, and he's just bold, just stepping out, doing the right thing, and listening to the will of the people.
Yeah.
And God's definitely responding. And we're going to talk about revival and what God's doing. But This is so exciting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's
this
awesome.
Is so exciting, and I just love to see the Lord being honored this way.
Amen.
You know, when you think about everything that's happening, even our economy, you're saying that the economy is down. Listen, they're saying that Social Security, it's not even being funded the right way. They're wondering if Social Security will even last for the future generations. Well, we just killed 50 million people.
That's right.
That could have been 50 million people that taxpayers. Were supporting.
That's right.
The, you know.
Yeah.
And you think supporting about, the yeah. How many doctors and inventors, and you just can go on the list and listen, teachers and all those type of things never came to existence mm-hmm. because their life was ended.
Yeah.
And we supported laws that legitimized killing mm-hmm. a baby. Well, we're thankful that God is answering our prayers. Dear God, and abortion, send revival.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.